Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Jeannie. How you doing, bud?
Doing good, good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I found something yesterday that I'm going to get emailed to me every day. So we have something new to talk about, the word of the day.
Okay.
And you're going to like today's word.
It's good. I love words.
And at some point in the future, I want to talk a little more about where these words of the day come from, who chooses them. We'll figure that out later. But for today,
okay,
I just want to talk about dextrous real quick.
Do
you know what dextrous means?
I do, and I am rather dexterous in multifaceted way.
Yes, you are. It means that you're mentally adroit, which is another big word, and skillful. But, you know,
skillful.
It just means you're sharp-witted, basically. I think that is just so cool. There's so much to talk about. And I guess I need to quickly go over today's hint. For the trivia question, I still did not get it posted on our website. I am so sorry, everybody. I have been slacking. I'm not going to even give you my long, long, long list of excuses or reasons. But I will give you the trivia question for today, for this week. Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? Now, the coyote and the character he's trying to catch were cartoons created by Chuck Jones. The cartoon called Beep Prepared, featuring this duo, was nominated for an Academy Award in 1961.
Beep Prepared, huh?
That should give you a little bit of a hint.
Yeah, I have a hint now.
Yeah.
Unlike last week, I think I know this one. Of course, I thought I knew last week, too, but I'm pretty sure I know this one.
You were certain you knew last week, and you didn't. But, you know, that's fine. I knew it because my kids knew who. Well, you know what's funny? They knew who Vanilla Ice was. I don't know that they knew who Robert Van Winkle was. I believe my husband is the one who connected me with the man's real identity and his stage name.
I see.
Now,
well,
you know
why? And
why
I went and listened
Vanilla
to.
Ice.
I went and listened. Why?
Because he was a white man.
Oh, yeah.
He was Vanilla.
Well, I'd heard of him and everything, and I understood he was definitely at a place and a pivotal point in music, but I honestly hadn't really heard his music before. And after the trivia question, I went and listened to that one song, and I still never heard it, but, you know, it's a pretty good song.
Well, he was more than a one-hit wonder, but he was on the cutting edge of that genre, which is interesting. But to stay on topic.
But dextrous, huh? I always thought of dextrous. I never thought of it as being mentally dextrous. That's interesting because my first thought is, physically a dextrous, you know? So interesting. That's awesome.
But that's not the topic for today.
Oh, no. Even more? Okay, what?
Yeah. Today's topic is an expression, lie with dogs, wake with fleas.
Why do dogs?
No, lie. Lie with dogs and wake with fleas.
Wake with fleas.
In other words,
I see.
You sleep with dogs.
I see, yes. What would you expect?
Where do these come from? Where do we get these expressions like this? Any idea?
Well, I tell you what, I'd have to say from real life experience. I mean, honest to goodness, I believe, well, we've talked about that before. Every old saying, old human saying is true, I think.
Well,
you know,
because
they wouldn't have said it.
This is an expression that comes from Latin.
Ah.
Quicum cannabis concumen cum publicus surgent, which basically translates into what?
No, basically, you were going to give me a translation?
He that lieth down with dogs shall rise up with fleas.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
That came from Benjamin Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac.
Really?
And I think it's basically my husband's grandfather, whom I never met, he had an expression that my husband repeats often. Show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. So basically, I think what this is saying is you're known by who you associate with. If you sleep with dogs and those dogs have fleas, you're going to have fleas too. You're going to pick up bad habits.
Yeah.
If you hang around with a, you know, if your friends are all drug addicts, 9 chances out of 10, you're going to become one too.
Mm-hmm.
If all of your friends are writers or carpenters or fisher folk, you have the chance of being whatever they do. That you're like attracts
like. Sure.
Look at the number of amazing human beings that you have brought into your life after you found Be Unique.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we've met some amazing volunteers at the last Green Gables event, House on Foggy Bluff. All of those people are volunteering to give up not 1 or 2 hours, but 4 days, basically 6 hours long. So we're giving up 24 hours just to help raise money for this house, to have a little fun at the same time.
Sure.
And that's the whole thing about Be Unique. There has to be a fun component. I told Jennifer...
Everybody has fun doing something that be unique.
If it's not fun, we're doing it wrong. And I don't want to work at another job another day in my life. I don't care that I'm not making any money. And I am working hard. In fact, as soon as the show's over, I've got to get ready because I'm going to have a meeting with a potential intern, an editorial intern.
Nice.
Excited about
nice.
That.
Very nice.
So, you know, today I found something else that we can also add. I want to kind of, along with the word of the day, I want to start doing something called Awareness Days.
Uh-huh.
Today is National American Beer Day.
Beer Day,
where you celebrate domestic lagers, just, you know, only beers that are made in America, and there are a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
it's also National Black Cat Day.
Nice.
That and
I like
that,
black cat.
I think that started because of Halloween. You know, people always say that black cats are bad luck, or they're the witches. Familiar, all kinds of things. But
right.
This is a chance to you know, show your love for these cats.
Sure, because they're nice.
I actually know someone who will go way, way, way out of his way to avoid having a black cat cross the road in front of him.
Well,
I, on the other hand, would take that black cat, help him break a mirror while we're climbing under a ladder on Friday the 13th.
Sure. Absolutely. We all have to capture our own individual energy, you know. That's all.
Yeah.
That's just all there is to it.
Another day that I found.
Cats, but I still
are
mess
you really?
With them, even though. Oh, I'm yeah. The two cats that lived in my house for 8 years, I lived on chlorotrimeton like almost
like
every
that.
Day. Yeah, I'd come home, my nose running. But it was worth it, you know, in the long run.
Yeah. Well,
now
my
I like
cat
to scratch
is...
other people's cats and then wash my hands, you know.
My cat is currently sitting on my desk. He's not a black cat. He's an orange cat. But he's sitting
he's
on
awesome.
My desk. You have no idea. He's truly awesome. He talks a lot. But he's not feeling well today. So he's wanting to be very close to me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Today is also National Mentoring Day. And the purpose is to focus on how rewarding mentoring is for both the mentor and the mentee.
Sure,
and
sure.
I can tell you that at Be Unique, we do a lot of mentoring, and it is. It's a lot of fun. The people who are being taught don't even know they're being taught things sometimes.
No.
And if you're a good mentor, it doesn't feel like you're teaching or that they're learning. It's a good experience all the way around.
Well, sure. I mean, every human being has something inside of them that they want to share. And if you have the opportunity to share it, boy, you know, that's what it's about. You know, everybody wants to. That's what Be Unique does.
Yes.
I think everybody shares stuff. We tell everybody about it, and then everybody gets to share more. That's what it's all about.
We've got about 3 minutes, so I want to see if we can, how many of these little idioms we can talk about.
Okay.
A dime a dozen. That basically means that, you know, it's cheap, it's abundant, it's very common, that valuable.
Right.
What about beating around the bush? If you beat around the bush,
You're like hinting, but not coming straight forward about what you're trying to communicate.
Right. And sometimes it's intentional. And you'll find politicians do that a lot. They beat around the bush. I'm not sure where that came from, but I guess I would imagine that we were talking about cats. Let's say we have a cat that's inside of a bush. And we don't want to dig into that bush and reach in there and grab that cat because it might scratch or bite us. Or there could be a snake in a bush. And we want to get rid of it, but we don't want to reach in and get ourselves hurt. So we beat the bush. We beat around the bush so that we don't actually come close to it.
See if you can chase it out.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until you told the story, Mary. I've done that before, trying to catch stuff out from under bushes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that could be a bird or, yeah. What about if you have a chip on your shoulder?
Well, that's, I know, when you're, like, drawing your red line. You're, like, waiting for somebody to knock it off. I guess waiting for a fight, looking for a battle.
You're provoking an argument or a fight because, you know, if you have a chip like a poker chip or a chip of wood or whatever, you knock it off. I dare you. You know, then that is perceived as you hit the first blow type thing. But it can also.
Right.
There are two meanings to that, and I didn't know the second one. It can also mean.
Uh-huh.
That you think too highly of yourself or you feel entitled.
Really?
If you're entitled, think about it. If you feel entitled to something, you've got a bit of a chip that says, hey, I deserve this.
Well, that's true, I guess, yeah.
We are right at 15 minutes, and I've got one more to go over.
Okay.
It takes two to tango.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And argue and anything else.
Well, I think tango in this case means anything. You know, the tango is, it definitely, you cannot tango alone. You can't do the
right.
dance alone. You can practice
right.
by yourself, but you need a partner. Just
sure.
like the Gene and Mary show would not be as much entertainment if it was just the Mary show.
Well, it would definitely be different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Gene show or the Mary show would be different than the Gene and Mary show because it's the same but different.
We,
you know?
We feed off each other's energy and we each add a little more to the show by having a conversation. A conversation,
sure.
an argument, a dance, a discourse, a podcast, you know. It takes two to tango. It's cooperation of both parties. You
Very
know,
nice, yeah.
This actually started in the 1920s
mm-hmm.
when the Latin American dance became popular in other countries. That's how it started.
Uh-huh.
People would, and, you know, they saw that it took two to tango. And then they
mm-hmm.
just say, you know, it takes two to tango. You know, we can't. I won't fight if you don't fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make the bed by myself, but if I have somebody on the other side, it's a lot easier. And that's what it boils down to is cooperation.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, because I mean, anything is different when anything is different about it, you know. And anytime
yes.
you have any. Input from anywhere in any way, shape, or form, it becomes something different. So that's awesome.
All right. And that brings us to the end of our show. And
well,
we had no callers today.
Well, I don't know if we gave out the number. I think we need a new intro. I was thinking about that. There was no, you couldn't hear the music. I had music playing in the background for that intro, but it wasn't quite loud enough. It was my electric guitar music.
Your wish is my command. I'm actually having Tony Taylor is working on that for us.
Okay. You know, and I thought, too, we had talked about meeting somewhere at a location to see if we could make a hotspot work to do if we could ever do our show remotely together. And we should do that, too, and we could record some intros.
Yeah, in fact, next Tuesday, I'm actually going to be in Orlando doing our show from Jennifer's house. I'm going to show her how it works.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. All right. Well, it sounds good. We got Be Unique Radio on the move here, everybody. Here we go.
Yeah.
Mary, I sure enjoyed my break with you. Everybody
I
can
enjoyed
give us a call.
It too.
And give us a call tomorrow if you want to join the conversation. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com anytime, 24/7, 365.
That's right. We are always here. And also, if you see a post on social media and you want to jump in on the conversation like Leslie Hoffman did, you can win a prize. We have
mm-hmm.
winners. Every week, and don't start participating, you can't start winning. And we will send you a gift, no matter where in the world you live.
Yeah.
In fact,
and
we just sent one to South Korea a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, and it'll be a fun gift.
Yeah.
So you want music? You want music going home here, back to work, Mary?
Yeah, give us a little music to get out of here.
All right, how about an old Scottish song, folk song?
Ooh, I like that.
A Well, sorry, my recorder was cold.
Take the high
I'll
land,
be better
I'll
next
take
time. See you, everybody.
That's okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
And you know what? If somebody wants to call in and sing us a tune, they're welcome to. We'd love to have you.